Unit 100. The Walmart You Don't Know. Walmart is not just the world's largest retailer. It is the world's largest company, bigger than ExxonMobil, General Motors, and General Electric. The scale is hard to absorb. Walmart sells in 3 months what number two retailer Home Depot sells in a year. Walmart wields its power for just one purpose: to bring the lowest possible prices to its customers. At Walmart, that goal is never reached. The retailer has a clear policy for suppliers. On basic products that don't change, the price Walmart will pay and will charge shoppers must drop year after year. But what almost no one outside the world of Walmart and none of its 21,000 suppliers know is the high cost of those low prices. Walmart has the power to squeeze profit-killing concessions from vendors. To survive in the face of its pricing demands, makers of everything from bras to bicycles to blue jeans have had to lay off employees and close U.S. plants in favor of outsourcing products from overseas. Indeed, the real story of Walmart, the story that never gets told, is the story of the pressure the biggest retailer relentlessly applies to its suppliers in the name of bringing us everyday low prices. It's the story of what that pressure does to the companies Walmart does business with, to U.S. manufacturing, and to the economy as a whole. The giant retailers' low prices often come with a high cost. Walmart's relentless pressure can crush the companies it does business with and force them to send jobs overseas. Are we shopping our way straight to the unemployment line? Of course, U.S. companies have been moving jobs offshore for decades, long before Walmart was a retailing power. But there is no question that the chain is helping accelerate the loss of American jobs to low-wage countries such as China. One way to think of Walmart is as a vast pipeline that gives non-U.S. companies direct access to the American market. People ask, how can it be bad for things to come into the U.S. cheaply? How can it be bad to have a bargain at Walmart? Sure, it's held inflation down, and it's great to have bargains, but you can't buy anything if you're not employed. We are shopping ourselves out of jobs. There is no question that Walmart's relentless drive to squeeze out costs has benefited consumers. The giant retailer is at least partly responsible for the low rate of U.S. inflation, and a study concluded that about 12% of the economy's productivity gains in the second half of the 1990s could be traced to Walmart alone. By now, it is accepted wisdom that Walmart makes the companies it does business with more efficient and focused, leaner and faster. Walmart itself is known for continuous improvement in its ability to handle, move, and track merchandise. It expects the same of its suppliers. But the ability to operate at peak efficiency only gets you in the door at Walmart. Then the real demands start. Walmart is legendary for forcing its suppliers to redesign everything from their packaging to their computer systems. It is also legendary for quite straightforwardly telling them what it will pay for their goods.